Hi, I'm Quinn Whips, and I'm a Teen Art Connect intern. The Partist Wall has always been such an incredibly fascinating part of the museum for me, as one's own perspective and their physical location in the museum impacts your perception and reaction to the wall itself. The imposing nature of the wall, due to very angular, slanted, and very unique orientation, encourages you to step back and analyze either the whole piece or different parts of the piece, which I think is an incredibly informative way to view art, viewing it as the whole, but also the parts of the whole. I find that the wall also creates this very peaceful presence, as the slant coupled with the minimalist nature creates a very serene and calming atmosphere. I feel that the illuminated Hebrew letters that spell out Pardes creates a similar sensation as other pieces of art from artists like James Turrell, where art and light create this meditative force that allows you to kind of use light to reflect and to change your perspective.
Hello, my name is Zephyr Eslick-Persein. I'm a Teen Art Connect intern here at the Contemporary Jewish Museum, and I'm a junior at Sacred Heart Cathedral. When I first came into the museum and saw this wall, I didn't even really notice the letters. I just thought it was some sort of weird slanted display of lights. But after attending a tour with the other interns, we learned the significance of the letters that the lights spell. And that extra layer of meaning really transformed my experience of the space. Each of these letters is the first of a word that represents the four different ways to understand Hebrew texts, and they're read from right to left. So pe, the one that looks like an upside down G, is the first on the far right. Pe is the first letter of pshat, meaning plain, or literal interpretation. Then resh, the upside down L, is the first letter of remez, meaning hints or an allegorical experience. Then dalet, the T-looking one, marks the beginning of the verb drash, meaning to inquire. Finally, samek, the leftmost one that looks like an O, is the first letter of the word sod, meaning secret or mystical interpretation. Along with the meaning of the individual letters, they come together to spell the word pardes, meaning garden beyond or garden of meanings. Having this meaning displayed right when you come into the museum establishes an environment of welcoming and embracing diverse perspectives. While it is about ways to interpret Hebrew texts, it's also extended to interpretations of the art itself. Sometimes people may feel like museum exhibits are pushing them towards a certain perspective or experience, especially when it has to do with religion or history. So immediately establishing this welcome presence is super important and impactful. This means a lot to me as someone whose Jewish identity is not exactly black and white. I love this museum and this space, and understanding this wall and its significance only makes me feel more open and comfortable to be here. I hope you feel the same way, and I hope you enjoy the museum. Thank you.